Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Well, I believe the time has come to wrap up our examination of James 5:12, which I consider to be one of the most intriguing verses in all the book. It says, "But above all, my brethren, do not swear, either by heaven or by earth or by any other oath, but let your yes be yes and your no, no, lest you fall into judgment." And today it is my intention to summarize, to review, to conclude, and to apply this text, and then lay it aside as we move on to the next section, which is also very, very interesting as well. So, thank you for joining me on this Friday, October 5, and many thanks to those radio listeners whose financial gifts keep us teaching God's Word on this station. Let your yes be yes. Now, we have considered, first of all, the significance of that opening phrase, "but above all, my brethren," and that simply tells us that this is a mighty serious injunction. Don't take it lightly if you are wise. If you do take it lightly, you are foolish. If you do take it lightly, you're not a very serious Christian and you don't give much credence to the Word of God. You are certainly not one who trembles at my word. One of the categories that God says He will bless. And those who don't tremble at His word are in trouble. And when God says, "But above all, my brethren, do not swear, and let your yes be yes and your no, no," He is telling us that this is vitally important. This is serious, serious, serious business. And we've also learned that this is not a prohibition against any swearing, but it is a prohibition against deceitful swearing, against the kind of swearing that was common in the first century, the century in which James wrote, where Jews, according to the words of Christ Himself in Matthew chapter 23, where Jews were in the custom of manufacturing little technicalities in regard to their swearing so that they could sound like they were swearing a binding oath when in fact they had their fingers crossed. That's really what it boiled down to. And so they wanted other people to think they had bound themselves by an oath when they considered themselves to be unbound by that oath. Deceitful. And that's what this is condemning. It is a text that requires of the people of God transparency, honesty in all of our dealings. Say what you mean. Mean what you say. Say what you mean the first time. Don't be deceptive. Don't play games. Don't try to structure your statements in such a way that they are intended to mislead, but be plain spoken and honest and forward in everything you do. Let your yes be yes and your no, no. This is God's command that His people be honest in all of our dealings. And so He's calling for honesty in speech. He's calling for honesty in our thought patterns. Because, of course, what we say comes out of our heart. So if we are deceitful in our hearts, we're going to be deceitful in our words. And if we are habitual liars, then it's because we have a black heart, a lying heart. If we are habitual liars, then who are we like? The devil, who is a liar and the father of it. Remember, Jesus had something to say about religious people who considered themselves to be the people of God, but Jesus said, "You are of your father, the devil." And why were they with their father the devil? Because they were liars. They reflected the nature of the devil rather than the nature of God. God is the God who cannot lie. His people are people of honesty. People who are deceitful are not the children of God. This is serious business. Let your yes be yes and your no, no, lest you fall into judgment. So be honest when you make a promise. Be honest in your financial dealings. Stop saying that you're going to do something that you have no intention to do. Stop saying that you're going to give something that you have no intention to give. Stop saying that you have paid something or that you will pay something that you have no intention to pay. Stop it. It calls for honesty in regard to our family relationships, in our marriages, with our children. Do I need to remind you that dishonesty will destroy a marriage? Marriages are built upon trust. When you are a liar, your spouse can't trust you. That destroys the marriage relationship. It may or may not end in divorce, depending upon the circumstances, but it will destroy the marriage, I promise you that. And do I need to remind you that successful child rearing involves and requires honesty with our children? If your children realize that you are a liar, then they won't trust you. And how can they trust you? This calls for honesty in regard to church relationships. We've got to be honest. Pastors have got to be honest. I have, unfortunately, become acquainted with a number of dishonest pastors over the years. You wouldn't think so. A pastor? Would a pastor lie? Unfortunately, some of them would, some of them do. And of course, church members. Church members lie in all kinds of ways. We need to be honest in our relationships with one another in the body of Christ, with fellow church members, with our church leaders, spiritual leaders. And if you, for any reason, feel the need to leave a church and find another one, then may I remind you that you have a responsibility to be honest with the church, honest with your pastor in your leaving and the reasons for your leaving. Don't take the attitude that I don't owe them an explanation. Of course you do. You have a relationship. Now, it's not a relationship that cannot be honorably changed if you have you have reasons to do so. You believe God wants you to do so. It's not dishonorable to leave one church and to go to another one. Sometimes there are plenty of sufficient reasons for us to do that, but it is dishonorable to leave a church dishonestly. It is dishonorable to leave a church without offering an explanation. It is dishonorable to leave a church and give a lying reason for why you left. Somebody has said that there are three reasons why people leave churches, always three reasons. Number one is a reason they tell the pastor, number two is a reason they tell other church members, and number three is the real reason. Unfortunately, by experience, I would say that that little joke is in too many cases actually true. Dishonesty. Dishonesty. Let your yes be yes and your no, no. You see, church membership is an important relationship, and it requires some obligations and responsibilities. And one of our obligations as church members is to deal with problems in a biblical way, in an honest way. Don't tell your church leaders or family when you leave a church that you are leaving for no reason. There's always a reason. It may be that you are not comfortable talking about the reason, but you need to do that for your sake and for the sake of others. It's just part of what Christians do. Why is it important to be honest in this relationship? Because the health of the body of Christ depends upon it. Seriously. Seriously. Here's what we read in Ephesians chapter 4. Verse 25, therefore, putting away lying, let every one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. For we are members one of another. That's why we have to speak truth with our neighbor, because we are members one of another, and when we don't, we bring damage to the unity of the body of Christ. We bring damage to the church, because the church is built upon relationships of trust, like marriage. And when you are dishonest, you are damaging that relationship. You are damaging that organization, the church. We read something similar in Colossians 3:9. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds. Do not lie to one another. Is Paul in Colossians saying you've got permission to lie to unbelievers, but don't lie to one another in the body of Christ? No. Well, why does he specifically then say don't lie to one another, when it obviously is not telling us that it's okay to lie to unbelievers? He doesn't condone lying to anybody. But he's saying that the relationship in the body of Christ is an especially important relationship, and is one that can be damaged by dishonesty. Maybe even more than relationships outside the body of Christ, where the world is so accustomed to dishonesty. But church relationships are built upon trust. They're built upon honesty. The very church of the Lord Jesus Christ is built upon truth. And you are going to deal with that relationship in a dishonest way. If you do, you're going to bring damage, and you'll have to give account to God someday for the damage that you bring. Honesty. Integrity. In everything. Above all. Because this, above everything else, is important for your spiritual growth and development. I think I said this in the broadcast yesterday, but I want to say it again in conclusion. Your ability to receive God's Word depends upon honesty. Your ability to apply God's Word to your own life depends upon honesty. Your ability to understand and benefit from God's Word depends upon your honesty. And if you are dishonest, you are cutting yourself off from this critical means of grace, the Word of God, that God has given for your good, that God has given for your life. If you are a person of dishonesty, you are cutting yourself off from the means of grace and prayer. You're cutting yourself off from the means of grace in the Word of God. You're cutting yourself off from the means of grace in the church. This is a serious matter. Let your yes be yes, and your no, no, lest you fall into judgment. Please understand how important this is, and ask God to give you an honest heart, and therefore an honest tongue. Until next week, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.